release of the Green Report and the uncertainty of Terra Nova, not to mention Come By Chance, and of course issues swirling around Indigenous peoples and reconciliation. And you know what? I haven't even mentioned the budget yet. Following this for us at VOCM is legislative reporter Brian Callahan. He joins us live this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn.
Tell us what you're hearing as it pertains to the fate of the Terra Nova project.
Well, I have to be honest, Jerry Lynn, I was hoping for an email either just before or during this interview, but still nothing. I was camped out all night in a tent outside Suncor's offices on Water Street. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't.
I was gonna say, wow, that's commitment.
Oh, I don't know. These days, a bit of comic relief. I tell you, it's an interesting session, to say the least. As far as Terra Nova goes, the last time I spoke with their communications people was Monday night. And, we just asked straight up whether or not there would be news on the deadline, at the deadline. And all they would say was that an advisory would be issued when the decision was made. So the deadline, yes, was midnight last night. So I fully expect we'll hear something either from government or the companies today. But as of now, still nothing.
And I mean, it is safe to say that this issue has dominated debate in the House of late.
Well, certainly publicly, Jerry. And I mean, you know, let's face it, question period and the scrums and the televised. I mean, it's always televised, but the thing that's getting the headlines, of course, and for good reason, given how much is riding on the project. But there's still a lot of other work going on, as you mentioned off the top there. Most importantly, they have a lot of bills that are on the order paper right now, including the budget. So, you know, there's a lot of work. So they're sitting, technically, they'll be sitting till midnight every night this week, but they sat again till about 10 o'clock last night debating the budget and, the estimates and all that sort of thing that have to go through. And they do plan or want to get that through before the session ends at the end of the month. But, the other side thing to all of this, of course, has been some of the temperature in the House. There's been a lot of back and forth. I mean, we know right off the top from the throne speech, this was supposed to be a kinder, gentler House of Assembly, after everyone went through in the pandemic and people came in very reflective and, on their own lives and on the people in their districts. And it was a very, touching, personal, very, sensitive time when the House resumed. But it didn't take long. There's still a lot of old habits are hard to change. So there's still a lot of sniping that goes on back and forth. And even the premier got into it this week, out of the blue, had a bit of a snide remark for David Braswell, the opposition interim leader, suggesting, he couldn't spell NDA and let alone know what it was and all that sort of thing. The non-disclosure agreements that are involved with the Terra Nova project. And, the Tories took offense to that. So, it's a bit of a same old there, although the Premier did say, he's a bit of a newbie at this, rookie MHA, still learning curves. So he didn't really chalk it up to stress or anything. He just, I guess, felt that, he just had a poor choice of words and poor judgment there. But it hasn't been just him. There have been other MHAs, too, still little remnants of it, Geraldine. But it's not as bad as it has been in the past from my assessment of it. But still, the Speaker felt necessary yesterday to stand up and remind, a kind, sort of a little kind reminder to be nice and to really try to stick to the issue as opposed to getting personal,
And Brian Callahan, what's the schedule for the House now? I mean, you did mention adjournment, but what is the drill for adjournment and the return?
Well, the calendar has adjournment at the end of this month for the summer. And the resumption date right now would be October the 18th. But, of course, the end of the June date is significant only because the budget has to be passed by then. There have been interim supply budgets, interim supply bills passed in the interim. But the budget bill has to go through. And, again, the debate continues on that. You've got about 2 weeks yet to get through other. There's been first reading, second reading. The Elections Act changes have been firstly read, but there's been not, that's going to take a while. That's a long process. They've got to go deep dive into all of the issues. They want to totally reform the Elections Act, 30 years old, and a lot of outdated references and legislation in there and things that just didn't apply to this election, that's for sure. So, they still have a lot. There's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. It's not as, I don't want to use the word sexy, but, the kind of work that's not necessarily going to make headlines, but has to be done nonetheless. So, what we see, the debate and Terra Nova and all that sort of thing is there. But, the biggest thing now, it seems to me, MHA is trying to walk the line, that sensitive line between what they can and can't say. Sometimes you just never know what people are going to take offense to. And times have changed, and they have to choose their words very carefully these days. It's quite a little balancing act. And, you know, if people go a little over across that line, they're going to hear about it. So for the rest of the month, the House will sit, and then back in October. So they should, at the end of the month, they should have the budget passed.
Brian Callahan, you're busy these days. Thank you so much for joining us and providing this breakdown of what's been happening so far in the session at the House of Assembly.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn.